blessings of light. This is astrophysics class 5-3, the third week in the fifth month. I certainly hope you are enjoying this training, and with great love and respect, we thank you all for coming and participating with us. This week, we're going to talk about the power of the gaze and working with gazing. Gazing is the first ranking power, and we'll be talking about that power. It's important that we have a steady, open gaze. You've all been sharing? Yes, I see that. You all have got your rhythms now. You're meditating every day. Sometimes 3 times a day. Oh, wonderful. Oh, someone missing there. Okay, well, if you miss a few, you know, don't hold the past against yourself, but do the best you can from now on. Do the very best you can from this moment and do it every day. You're building willpower and desire power and confidence within yourself. You want to have a confident awareness. So practice, practice, practice those gazes, those breathing exercises. Blessings. Today, to begin with, I want to talk about the magic mirror. The magic mirror is a very strong power for the manifestation of your gazing abilities and your ability to see clearly and to attune the eyes to their proper flow of energy. The right eye is a projection eye and the left eye is an intake eye. So energy is coming into this left eye and out of this right eye when you are working with the powerful gazing technique, which we're about to show you. I want you all to go out and get yourself a mirror. It doesn't have to be very big. It can be a little small mirror, as long as you can see your eyes within it. You want to be able to hold it a distance so you can see your eyes in the mirror. As you look in the mirror, you see your reflection in the mirror. You're looking into your left eye in the mirror. You're feeling energy coming in your left eye and going to the center of your head, right in the center of your head, right between the pineal and pituitary glands, right in the fulcrum, in that third ventricle in the center of the brain. You're concentrating your energies there. And as you concentrate there, then you see a charge of energy coming out of the right eye and onto the mirror and then back into your left eye. So you're creating a circle going in and out the eye to the left eye. Now we want to magnetize a field for energy to come upon. So on each side of your mirror here, we want you to hold your hand. As you're holding your hands on each side of the mirror, or you're holding the mirror with your hands like this, you're creating an energy vortex between the hand chakras. And it's going back and forth, creating a field here in front of your mirror. As this creates a field where two lines cross, there is form. So as we take and concentrate these two lines of energy, first coming into the left eye, out the right eye, and then this field of energy between the hands in front of the mirror, we're creating a field there. Now, it's not like crystal gazing. As a child, my grandmother taught me crystal gazing, and she had a little crystal ball, and she used to look into that crystal ball. And I got to look into that crystal ball, too, a few times. But this is a little different. You're looking and focusing in the eye, right in the eye itself. And so the first gazing exercise to build the power of gazing is to do this mirror exercise. And so get yourself a mirror and keep it this week, and every day practice, practice, practice this exercise of looking in the mirror and letting the energy coming back in and putting your hands on each side. You're creating a field. You'll understand what to do with these fields later as you develop in this type of gaze. You're activating the pineal and pituitary glands. The light perceptor, the growth of light within your own being is being manifest. Now see, the power of gaze is the first power. How do we get this as the first power? Well, let's go back to the beginning. In the beginning, there was God. There was nothing but God. And God was a spirit hovering over the deep. He looked into the deep. He gazed into the deep. That was the first movement. He looked into the deep. He's hovering over the deep. He's looking into the deep. And then he made a suggestion. Let there be light, and there was light. So the first power is gazing. The second one is suggestion. These are the two ranking powers, gaze and suggestion. Gaze and suggestion, the first two rank of power. God gazed upon the infinite eternal aspect of his own being. Now where did he look? He looked within himself. But he's also outside and inside and no side. You see, because God is infinite and eternal. So within this essence of God, God gave of himself for the light. So he gave of himself, just like a mother gives part of her body for the child to be born. God, the parent, gave of himself for the child of light, the spirit of light, the power of light to be manifest. And you are in that light. You were in that light. There's a sustaining power in that light. You were there when God was hovering, and you were there when God said, let there be light. And as soon as or spoke the word, or said the Om, or the Big Bang happened, no matter what point of view you got of it, in the beginning, there was that one in whom we all live and move and have our being, gazing into the deep and manifesting consciousness in the way of light. So that is where creation is. This light consciousness is creation. The whole universe is made of light and energy. Scientists will tell you that. They finally found that out, you see. But mystics have known that for years and years and years. But see, the scientists have to have proof. The mystics' proof is by living, by being, not by being outside and looking at it. It's by being in it, experiencing it. That's the difference. The scientist is outside looking. The mystic is being. That's the truth. So as we move now to the second exercise, we want you to begin to understand the I within 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 the I. Seven times. The I within 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 the I. See? The first one is easy to see. You're looking at your left eye and you see your face reflecting in your eyeball. You'll just see it there. As you hold the mirror there, you'll notice, oh yeah, there's a face in there. That's your face. See? Then in your face, you'll notice that there's a left eye in your face. See? In the eye. So the first one is your face in the eye, and then your second one is the face within the eye within the face in the eye. Does that make sense? Right. See? So we're looking now to see the eye within the face, and then we look down the third level. See, this is dynamic concentration exercises. These are dynamic concentration exercises. So now you go down three levels. Each time you go down, you're going deeper into your nervous system. Central nervous system, autonomic nervous system, sympathetic nervous system. So you're gaining depth by gazing and perception and by focus of concentration. You are gaining depth. So you are piercing in through the ethers and into the light. You begin to see more light. As you're gazing on this, you might notice light coming around your head. That's okay. Don't get caught up in the light around your head or it'll disappear. Just start thinking about it or you want to see it. Just see it because it is there. So you're looking at the eye within the eye within the eye, three levels down from the outside. Three levels inwardly in the physical, eyes open. And you do not go to the fourth level, which you close your eyes, and then you see the eye within the eye within the eye within the eye, four depths down. But until you get to that third level of open-eyed seeing, outwardly seeing, you're not to go to the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh levels inside. Now, as soon as you come into this fourth level of inner seeing, you should be in the light level of your nervous system, the parasympathetic level of your nervous system. It's a very subtle place to be, a very subtle place to be in consciousness. And then you're getting subtler, 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 to the finest, deeper and deeper and deeper within. You'll not only be able to see the three shields and of energy around the individuals, by practicing this gazing depth, but you'll also begin to see the inner fields of the individual as you go inward. See, you see it here, then you see it everywhere. See, you buy a new car, you see everybody with that car. You buy a new dress, and it seems like everybody bought one of those dresses, doesn't it? So, when you're going in, a like attracts a like is the law here. You're going deeper and deeper and deeper into the gazing exercise. The eye within the eye within the eye, narrowing, narrowing, concentrating, concentrating, going deeper and deeper. Now, don't be discouraged. When you first see, you may see that face in there. Then after a while, you'll see the eye in the face. It's in the eye. But the last level of seeing comes like a little speck of light. When you see in the eye of the smallest face there, the third level, you'll see a little speck of light. Until you see that speck of light, you see that little flash there, you do not go any deeper. You do not go into the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh level to get that light flash, to get that little speck of light. It looks just like a little speck of light comes out of your eye because you're concentrating so fine, you're catching the very light in that little eye. And by concentration, you impact or you magnify energy. You impact it. You put more energy in a smaller place. You put more energy in a smaller place. You're compacting, you're impacting this power and this consciousness. Impacting, inwardly packing, compacting, pushing down, you see. Push down, roll over, made full, you see. So you're getting deeper and deeper so you can be full of sight. So you can be full of outer sight and inner sight. The first three exercises is to develop your physical sight and spiritual sight combination. The fourth, fifth, and sixth, and seventh exercise is to eliminate the physical sight and only use the third eye, the inner eye. Now, the inner eye can see the smallest or it can see the largest. So you're going to smaller and smaller and smaller, finer and finer and finer and finer concentrations. You go deeper and deeper and deeper within. Now, see, in the imagination, there's no limit to how small you can go. But in your physical eyes, you can only see so small. You can only see so big. You can only take in such just a scope, and you can only see so far with your physical eyes. But with your spiritual eye, there is no distance, there is no time, there is no circumstance that can stop the seeing of the third eye when it is pure and not bound in the lower areas of consciousness, not bound in the physical, emotional, mental, psychic, or creative levels. So it's an ascension you're doing. The power of gazing, the first ranking power, the second is suggestion here. Let's talk a bit about gazing. Now, how do we gaze? See, this is called staring. See, gaze is a relaxed seeing. It's unfocused. It is not focused on anything to begin with. It can see everything when it's a complete open gaze. So the open gazing is seeing everything. As you look here, you can put your hands out to your side. If you expand that picture, cameraman, out to my side here. See my hands out on the side here. You put your hands out on the side of you here, and you wiggle your hands. And you see them in your corners of your eyes. You see that as you're doing that? Look forward. Go ahead, stick your hands out there. That's it. Now wiggle them. Stick them out there. Now, notice how you can see that out of the corner of your eye. Okay, you see that? Notice that. Okay, you are to be aware of your hands. And every time you lose that awareness, just wiggle your hands so you get it back. And hold your gaze steady outward, looking like this, straight ahead. And notice how it's starting to get a little lighter in the room as you're gazing. Just relax your eyes. If they feel like they want to close, open them a little bit and then relax them again. It does the same thing as closing. See? And every time you lose that, bring your awareness back to that hand movement out of the corner of your eyes. What will happen is you quicken the peripheral vision. You quicken your abilities in your peripheral vision, that side vision. Most of us have blinders on. We don't see what's going on at the side. A lot of people, depending on where they're looking in their aura, see, the higher up you look, the broader you see. The lower down you look, the more narrow you see. The more you focus on a pinpoint, take a look at my eye, you see? Now you can see all my head and everything. Okay, expand that out again to my body, cameraman. Okay, you see my body now. Look here in my chest area. Now notice how your vision expands. Okay, now take it up to my eye. Look at my eye. And now you notice how your vision concentrates. Besides what the cameraman just did by going in and out. You see, when you point attention on something that has a pinpoint, you begin to see things clear. When you put it out and diffuse it, you begin to penetrate through the planes. You're no longer fixed on the physical dimension. So a gazing can be taken into an entranced state. There's no emotions, there is no mind strata, there's no ideas, there's no understanding here. There's just an open, receiving gaze. There's nothing to get in the way of the gaze, so I'm allowed to have everything that's in front of me come in. Nothing escapes me. It is all clear and aware out here. I can constantly see everything. When someone moves their eyes, or they move their hand, or they're moving around the room, I can see that very plainly by being gazing in one place. See, we must have ability to have voluntary power of our gaze. Or someone can make a noise over here, and then we go look at that noise. Then we'll make another one over here, and we go look at that noise, you know. Then we make another one someplace else, and we go look at that one, you see. And we start looking around wherever the noises are going on. Instead of letting our mind see and looking with the mind, you're trying to look with the eyes. This gazing is to look with the mind, to let your mind see clearly without your conditioning, all of your conditioning. So the purer the gaze, the higher the gaze, the more perception, the more light awareness you see. So it's a relaxed gaze, almost like you're on the edge of going to sleep. Very relaxed. But you're conscious. You're on the edge of consciousness. Very acutely aware. Now the more super conscious this gaze comes, the more depth you attain. Now wherever you're gazing in the atmosphere or in someone's aura, you begin to get information back across this line. If you're using your in the left and out the right eye and bouncing it off the individual, the vibrations are coming back along that line. You see what I'm saying? They go into the center of the brain. The brain deciphers the vibrations at a high state above your actions. Because see, that pineal pituitary gland sits right on top of the primal brain, just taking where you can take action. And you don't disturb your autonomic system. It's still functioning here without any of your bother or getting involved in it. You're letting it be. But you're staying at a more conscious level, just above that, and into the brain, then the light is moving over the cellular structure of the brain. You'll begin to perceive, because this is a clear, open space. See, we said get in the third ventricle. This is what being in there, that's like an opening in the brain. Like inside every nut, you'll find that there's a hollow space. Inside every seed, you'll find there's a hollow space. Well, the ancients say within that hollow space is the idea of the seed. So if you cut the seed in half, you let the idea out and the seed won't grow. You see? So, but if you put the seed with the idea in, then the idea of the plant, the tomato plant that's in the tomato seed, will come out of the tomato seed. But the idea is already in the plant itself. God put everything, the human is within the human consciousness. And so we don't have horses or cows or dogs, but we have human bodies. And we give birth to human bodies. We don't give birth to cows or pigs or birds or anything else. We give to human because we have the seeds of humanity. Did you know that a woman, when she is born, has all the babies in her she'll ever have, and she drops those seeds once a month until they're gone? See? But she has them all in there at the first moment she's born. She has all the children she's ever going to have within her already. See, and then the seeds drop. Well, some, you know, get caught more than others, so they got big families. I had a grandmother had 27 children. So most of the time we just want to replace the other one, you know, have one daughter, one son, and that replaces the two human beings. That keeps and stabilizes the growth. But there was one time when we were going to war and they wanted women to have a lot of babies so we could send them out to, you know, kill the enemy, and so we'd have numbers, and so that was happily agreed upon to have big families. But in today's conditions, financially, sometimes it's very difficult to have that kind of consciousness. But realize you are in one family, the family of humanity, and all other human beings are your brothers and your sisters. So understand this family of man, this one family, red and yellow, black and white, they're all precious in his sight. God loves the little children of the world. So come as a child. In this gazing power, it is the ability to pierce dimensions, to focus on other dimensional areas of consciousness and awareness. I cannot overemphasize the gaze. We've given you a gaze a week and have worked with this gazing power so that you will get power over all the levels of your consciousness. Now, whether you were conscious of it or not, every level you've been meditating on, breathing in and out of the crown or breathing in and out of the third eye or looking at the chakras, all the different energy vortexes in the body, you're ascertaining information. It's going at a high level of consciousness, a universal level. So you can look at everything. You can gaze on the world, gaze on the universe. You can gaze on infinity, and you will get information and consciousness through this gaze of looking out at things. By holding a steady gaze, you can create with light. You can draw with light, you see. Suggestion, as we've touched upon this before in the course, is the second power. Auto-suggestion, suggestion to yourself. Physical suggestions, pointing. All kinds of suggestions, you see, that you get by physical suggestions. They got all kinds, don't they? I've seen those in New York a lot, you see. So as I travel, I notice the different kinds of physical suggestions. Some are saying you, and some are saying you, you see, and some are saying you, you see. Depends on where you're at. So people give verbal suggestions as well as physical suggestions. And they may go, you know, go over that way, or go over that way, or come this way, their head movement. But it may be very subtle. If your gaze is not open, you won't catch it. If you're thinking of something else, you won't catch these movements. But these movements are telling you where the individual's at. They're telling you where that individual is coming from. So if you watch where they're pointing and they're talking, they start telling you where they're coming from and how they're coming. You see? If they're coming aggressively, they're coming passively. See, they'll point with that hand or the other hand in consciousness. How many left-handed people have been made right-handed people? See, it blows their whole structure. They feel uncomfortable. They don't feel like they belong because they've been switched around. If you were left-handed, be left-handed. If you're right-handed, be right-handed. If you're ambidextrous, that's better. You see, Saint Germain, a master that we studied, had great power of balanced brain. And he could take a pen in each hand, and on two separate sheets of paper, he could write an essay simultaneously. At the end, you could hold these two sheets of paper up to the light and look through, and it looked like there was only one right aim. They matched up perfectly. Did you ever see what your other hand writes? Well, that's how much coordination you have on that side of your brain. If you want to balance this polarity so that your eyes are balanced and your consciousness is balanced too, then you want to take and do things like eat with the other hand. If you're used to eating with the right hand, well, eat with the left. If you're used to eating with the left, eat with the right. Until you can come to eating with both hands, where you get more ambidextrous, where you have power in both hands of your consciousness. Because the gaze needs to be in both eyes. Don't just have, you know, don't be holding one eye far away closed. I'm just going to take in a little bit and give out a lot. You see, someone is hesitating to take in will find that the left eye is getting smaller here, while the other eye is getting bigger, see? Like that. And then the opposite happens when they don't want to give out. They're taking in everything, but they're not going to give out much. You see, like that? See, so this one will be partially closed and, hi, matey, you know, and they give you the old pirate look or something like that. See, watch those gazes. Watch those eyes are even. If your eyes aren't even, let's even them up there. Open your eyes equally and look in the mirror and make sure your eyes are balanced. The eyes have great power in them, and they send out electromagnetic energies. When someone is gazing, it sends out this energy. You notice that my eyes bat very seldom in the course. because I'm constantly gazing out upon the ethers, upon the akasha, upon the light record, the astral light, and I'm perceiving this light energy as well as perceiving what is happening physically. You can gain depth into these other fields of light and energy. If you notice that things look like they're glowing a little bit around the edge, and then there comes like a haze of a color in the room, people start looking brighter to you. When they move, they leave traces. You ever see that when you're gazing at someone? Well, just gaze in my eye here for a moment. Just gaze in my eye. Just give a good gaze. Now take that back a little further. Give me about the shoulder length here. Good, okay. Now just gaze in my eye here for a moment. Just gaze. Keep gazing. Keep your eyes open now. Relaxed. Gaze, open gaze. Don't think. Get on your breath. Concentrate on your breath. Now watch my head. Did you see that? Did you see that movement? Did you see that little bit of light movement around my head there? You see? Now watch, I'll generate a stronger light there. Gaze. Gaze. Take it to my third eye. Take it to my third eye right here. Gazing. You see the aura expanding? See, you can see auras with your inner eye. It doesn't matter whether I'm standing there physically in front of you, or you're looking at a picture of me, or you're seeing some old film of me, there is still an aura there. There's still an aura for that time, that space, and that circumstance. There's still energy there. So you get awareness that there's something moving there. You may not see it with your physical eyes. You are seeing with your mind when you're gazing. Remember, you're looking with your mind's eye and your spiritual eye when you go through until you get to the past the mind, which is the first three levels. The first three levels of the gaze is to get past the mind. That deepest level of that sympathetic level of the mind, you have to get past that. It wants to get, you know, involved with everything. It wants to go along with everybody else's vibration, you see. And if you're too sympathetic, you'll take on everybody's problem. I mean, how many times somebody call you up and say, hey, I got this problem. And can you help me with it? And you say, okay, I'll help you with it. Then you hang up, and then you're going, I know just what to tell them. You spent a couple days concentrating on it. So you call them up and say, hello, I got the answer to your problem. They say, what problem? Say, I don't have any more. They gave it to you. See? So don't let anybody, don't get too much sympathy. You're taking on other people's problem. They just give them to you. And then they go on supremely, I gave it to the master, I gave it to so-and-so, I let that thing go, you know, after I talked to so-and-so, I didn't seem to have it anymore. Because you sometimes, I'll help you so much, you want to help you take on their trouble, you see. Next thing you know, you're living out that trouble. You say, why do these things happen to me? You see, when you're gazing, you're merging. You're merging with your consciousness into other dimensions. When you gaze on somebody, when you're on the phone, you're thinking that your mind is on them, right? So you're seeing them in your mind, now in the mind's eye, because they ain't standing there physical. I mean, they are not standing there physical for you that don't like age. And so you're looking as you're on the phone, and so they release at that time. You cannot see something in your mind without touching its substance. You cannot see without touching the substance of it. The mind is like a radiant light. It radiates out and reflects off of the substance. And then you get a picture, a perception, a consciousness when you are doing this in the reflective manner. When you're open and direct, you're seeing with the spiritual eye. The mental eye is still reflective. The spiritual eye is not reflective. Just like in the last lesson, we were talking about the silver mirror of the psyche. But there is also the golden mirror. Gold, white, and crystal light, just like there's black, silver, and crystal, there's gold, white, and crystal light that gives you the purity of consciousness and the knowledge of God in what you are seeing. So you're seeing directly rather than looking reflections in your mind. So you either are a reflector of light, or you're a dispenser of light. You're an outpouring of light, or you're reflecting someone else's. You see? When you're gazing, when you pierce, if there's any blocks, you'll bounce off of that level. You can't get any deeper because the block is in you. You need to let go. There isn't something wrong with that person. There's something wrong with this person right here. You need to take and take care of right away. Let go and let God. Have some faith. Let go and, you know, that's what faith is, letting go and let God. But if you think, if you don't let go, I mean, how many times you prayed and you sent it out there a little bit and you pull it back and you send it out and you pull it back up, change it a little bit and you send it out. I don't know if it's quite ready. See, you've got on surety on your prayer. See? You don't need any surety, no proof. You just let go and let God. God is. God is right here touching you at this moment. It doesn't. It's not going to get lost on the way. You see? And the same with the gaze. Don't get lost on the way. Don't let your mind drift off on something. Just keep that presence, that openness, that relaxed consciousness, that piercing gaze, deeper and deeper and deeper within. Now, each one of these gazes do a different thing to you. You know, when you were looking at the tip of your nose, that particular gaze is to pull in your aura. When you do this gaze properly, you will drop from the perception of everybody around you. When your aura is not out there to touch them, they would have to look directly at you where you are. And if you pull inside of your body and go transcendent, then they won't even see your body when you withdraw completely. So this is a withdrawing of consciousness. How many times you walk past somebody and say, well, I didn't see you there. It's because they were a little withdrawn, you see. Now that they open up a little bit, now you get to see them. You say, oh, you've been here all evening? Oh, yeah, I've been sitting right here. You passed me a dozen times. You didn't see me, though. You see, because they dropped the area. When you don't want somebody to see you, remember when you're playing hide-and-go-seek? And you went, you didn't even want to open your eyes because you knew that, you know, there's stuff coming out of your eyes. And they would, you know, see the light coming out of your eyes. You didn't consciously think, well, I better close my eyes because there's light coming out. No, but your spirit doesn't. It knows those things, see? So it's like that hiding, like pulling in, see? But this is pulling in and still staying conscious, see? So if you're gazing at your nose, you're still aware of everything that's going on. You're still aware of everything that's going on, and then you pull it in, till you're only aware of the tip of your nose. When you're aware at the tip of your nose and you withdraw up the nose to the next point at the bridge of the nose and then to the root of the third eye, you're withdrawing your aura into the Atma, the spirit body, into that light body, into that consciousness of the third eye, into that individual conscious manifestation of God. You're withdrawing your energies and your light up into that level. Then you raise it up a little higher into the center of the third eye. And when you look out from that point, you have a much more dynamic seeing. But see, you're usually looking out here. These two eyes see one. But the inner single eye, see, it says, if the light of the eye be single, or if thy eye be single, the whole body will be filled with light. See? If thy eye be single, the whole body will be filled with light. So what are you going to do? Try to merge these eyes together, take them out and push them together? No, you can't do that. See, what he's talking about, the single eye, is the inner eye of consciousness. But it sees duality, you see. It sees darkness and light. And when it's single and it's on the light, it only sees light, you see. You can focus it just like you look around outside. You can also look around inside. That's why we had that gazing on the depth of your inner consciousness, reaching out now, with your gaze penetrating the inner fields. You know, when you penetrate your inner fields, you can penetrate anyone's inner fields. Don't misuse this power. Remember, like attracts alike. If you use this power to gaze on someone and start sending, transferring thoughts into them, see, because that's what that's the way you do thought transference. You gaze on the person, you send them a thought. Well, if you manipulate them, then you will be manipulated. How many times you gaze on someone and say, I wish they'd do this. I want them to do that. I want them to do this. They turn around and say, what are you looking at? Oh. You know, or don't you give me that, you know. Or they'll get angry and you say, well, why are you getting angry? See, their soul is picking up. Their spirit is picking up. You may get past their ego or get caught up in their ego, either way, but the soul is still getting it. The spirit is still getting it. See, don't forget, you're still getting it on other levels. When you have recall and reflection instead of memory, then you'll have some power. But memory's going to leave you. I mean, the old ones forget. Just like I told you about my grandfather, didn't remember who I was when he was leaving. And then it was on the third day that he'd been gone, and he was laying in the coffin. I was sitting there, and I saw his spirit. I saw blue light just come right out of his chest, go right up, just started rising. Went right out through the ceiling, just kept on going. Just rise right out of his body. And I remember seeing that. And I looked around, and all of them crying, consoling one another. See, they were sad because they weren't going to see this person again, you see. They thought that he's gone now and separated. But everyone that's gone is still here. You see? Everyone that's gone is still with you. As long as you keep them in your heart and in your consciousness, they're always with you. You see? Love never lets it out of into the unknown. It never lets it out in the void. It always embraces it in the warmth. The warmth. Love is a warmth, a tenderness, a closeness. See, so I had love for my grandfather. I had a closeness there to his spirit, being working with spiritualistic work and mystical powers. I saw that spirit leave. Well, I was looking for it, too, because I was, at that particular time, I was learning that the body loses 3/4 of an ounce at the moment of death, and I was wondering, what is that 3/4 of an ounce? You know, they put some people agreed to be put on the scale at the time they were dying. There they are laying on a scale getting ready to die, right? So as they left, the scale's weight changed 3/4 of an ounce. So the substance of spirit that was in the body has weight too. Anything that is in manifestation has weight. Understand that. It has a weight. Why does it have weight? Because of the gravitational pull to the center of objects. You're drawing things to the center of you. You're drawing things to your center all the time. God's drawing things to his heart. See, the heart is the center thing. And so you're getting to the heart of the matter when you start gazing. See, depth into the heart, into the center of it. Because if you get to the center, you see how all of the ramifications are that brought it to that center and what can happen, where it can go. See? So then you can predict what's going to happen. If the person is doing things and has done those things, then those things will keep on going on unless they have something in their mind that's going to change it. Unless you can suggest something by gazing and give it to them in a positive way for their positive energy. Don't ever pass anything but positive energies. Send love across that gazing line. Send truth across that gazing line. Wisdom, purity, and perfection. You see, but if you're going over and pressing on another person's will, you will have some defensive reaction. Sooner or later, they're going to come back at you. And if they don't, someone else will. See, if they can't get you close, those forces, those negative forces, then they'll try to come through an extended family. If they can't get you in your immediate family, they'll try to come through the extended family. In Hawaii, the extended family, called the Ohana, means all of the other humans. They're all our brothers and sisters, you see. And so then the older ones are our aunts and uncles, you see, and grandpas, mom and daddies. So gazing is a great, great power, great exercise. So let's reiterate a bit about this gazing. First of all, we want to take and use the mirror gaze. We want to get the mirror, we want to get a mirror big enough that we can look into the mirror, that we can see energy coming in the left eye and out the right. Now, you may not see it, you may just feel it. Depends on the level of your development. If you really haven't been practicing, you won't feel it. If you've been practicing, you've already give yourself safe ability within the subconscious mind and subtleness to be able to break through the barriers of your mind and see the energy. See, your mind will give it to you after a while, but you have to convince your mind you're serious and you can concentrate on this circle, this magic circle that's going here. Some see it as a golden circle of light. But if you notice, it's not really a circle, it's more of an oval. The oval represents the circle in action. So you're creating an oval there, and you're creating an oval of energy around the mirror from your hands. And where these two lines of energy cross, there we have manifestation. And now we have a little competition from something that's going on outside. Don't let that distract you. Just come back. So as you go to the second gaze, this is your ability so you can stop at different levels. See, so you don't go too far. You might pierce all the way through if you do not take and be able to stop at the first level of the central nervous system and then stop at the autonomic nervous system, then the parasympathetic, and then go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the light. You see, going from individualized fields to more universal fields of consciousness. You see, if you're studying 9 levels of consciousness, you can go to the 9 levels. If you're studying 13 or 15 levels, you can go to those 13 or 15 levels of consciousness. You see, if you're studying 33 degrees, you can go into 33 degrees of seeing. But here we're concentrating on 7 levels. Physical, emotional, mental, psychic, creative, individual, universal levels. 4, 5, 6, and 7. We're going deeper and deeper within, the eye within the eye within the eye within the eye. You can use your mirror to do that. You can look in your mirror where you're shaving or putting your makeup on. Do your exercise. Okay, now if your eyes get tired, close them and relax a bit. Don't force the gaze. Don't force this gaze. If your eyes get tired, just close them and rest them. Don't focus on anything. Then open them again and begin your exercise. Your eyes will get tired if you're straining, if you're putting strain on yourself. They will not get tired if you do not strain yourself. So relax your gaze, an open, relaxed, concentrated gaze. You're looking out, study. If your eyes start getting tired, open them a little bit and close them, relax them. Don't bat them. Every time you bat your eyes, you focus back to the physical. Every time you open and close your eyes, you focus back to the physical dimension. You want to pierce with your gaze. So the longer the eyes are open, the more steady the eyes are open, the more powerful the gaze, the more depth there is to gaze and power. Suggestion, look at all the ways of suggestion. Physical suggestion, emotional suggestions, implied suggestions, mental suggestions, auto-suggestions, spiritual suggestion, you see. Be open to spiritual suggestion. Use your auto-suggestion, self-suggestion, in your post and meditative states of consciousness. When you are meditating, go in that post state of meditation and set charges for you to experience on the outside. When I come out today, I'll have a great experience, you see, with God, with my relatives, with my work, with prosperity, whatever you ask for, ask and you shall receive. When you're in the presence of God, God will deny you no thing. You know you've asked for negative things and got those too, didn't you? Well, be sure you ask for the positive things. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you all live and move and have your being in the light. And remember, if you have any questions, be sure and write us here at headquarters so that we can get an answer back to you. But your light presenter should be qualified to answer the questions that you have concerning the immediate course. For they have been through the course, or they are teachers, healers, and ministers themselves. So thank you so much, and with great love and respect, I thank you. May God's Holy Spirit guide you. Amen. Blessings of light. Today we are concentrating on gazing. I was just gazing here upon my book. As I was looking there, I was seeing that the instructions for this week is to pick 10 gazes that you've been doing, that you've been given since the beginning. Take those 10 gazes and Monday through Friday, or 5 days in a row, use 2 of those gazes. Concentrate on them. Work with them. Find out what you're getting. The reason we're putting them in a group like this, so you can see which ones have power, which ones do not have power, which ones are neutralizing, which ones are assertive, which ones are passive gazes. So pick the gazes and be witness to the gaze. The other thing we want to tell you now is to concentrate on the breath coming in through the crown and out the heart. In the crown and out the heart. In breath, out, in, out, in, out. This is to bring a channel of giving out from the heart center, to open the psychic powers that have been individualized to cosmic psychic power, to the universal soul. Now our symbol this week, this is the only week we have two symbols to look at. The first one you're to look at and negate. We're supposed to cancel this out and say, I no longer want this symbol, and concentrate on the second one. The first 2 days, you concentrate on a descending five-pointed star. Let me show you how that looks now. Your point of your five-pointed star is pointing downwards. Downwards, this manner. And you have 2 points pointing up. So you're to look at this five-pointed star for 2 days, concentrating on it, to see how you've descended into matter. Then for the next 7 days, you erase this from your mind after the second day. On the third day, you erase it. You look in your mind and you erase it in your mind. I no longer am going this way. I'm going this way. The six-pointed star. This is the balance of the higher and lower self. And so as you gaze upon the six-pointed star, you're gazing upon this balance between the higher and lower self. The blending of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of humanity. That's what these two exercises are. The downward one is the Spirit of humanity in its fall. This is the balance of return to God for Spirit. So the first one you're looking at, the five-pointed star downward, is for the fall of man, the power of the fall. We want the power of ascension, so we need the balance at the heart to make the ascension. The five-pointed star pointing down, you align your star with the Holy Spirit of God and form a spiritual body through the five elements, the ethers. The five elements and the ethers. Earth, water, fire, air, and ethers. And when I say ethers, I mean the chemical ethers, the heat ethers, the light ethers, and the life ethers. There's four levels of ethers. And each one is getting finer and finer. So you want to not only get the elemental energies, but these four levels of the etheric. Again, they are chemical ethers, they are light ethers, life ethers, and there's a heat ethers coming off the body. The symbol of involution gives the power to synthesis through the combination of earth, water, fire, air, and ethers. See, that first one gives you the ability to synthesize nature and to have dominion here. The true alchemy, the six-pointed star, gives perfect balance of higher and lower self. When the six unmanifested points is found within the human, they return to the evolutionary path to God. Back to the Godhead. Concentrate on your six-pointed star. May you all live and move and have your being in the light. May the Holy Spirit guide you. God bless you. Blessings of light.